One of our phrases that we say a lot is strong organizations, strong youth. There's 2,000 nonprofit organizations in the Upper Peninsula. And one of the primary things we do is to try and strengthen those nonprofit organizations. We try to help all the nonprofit organizations across the UP, most of which are so small, they don't have any paid staff at all. They're all volunteer organizations. These are things like the Little League associations and a lot of the organizations that help people out across the Upper Peninsula. They're so small, they don't have any paid staff. They might not have a building.
And you end up with people that are usually very well-meaning and very decently connected and trying to make it a go, but that's sometimes where some of the shortcomings then can come up.
Absolutely, because they know the mission of the organization. But the mission of the organization is only one part of trying to run a nonprofit organization. There's a lot of other skills that are involved in that. Things like management, things like recruiting volunteers, things like training a board. All of these types of things that they may not know anything about because that's not their interest. That's not their passion. And so those kinds of things, how do you improve a nonprofit organization? How do you build a nonprofit organization? That's our passion. That's what we really like to do.
So to clarify, like with the name of the agency, when you say Great Lakes Center for Youth Development, the underlying concept is you're saying that if there are good, solid nonprofit agencies of all types, shapes, and sizes, it does eventually help with making better youth, better leaders by giving them something to do and to learn from.
Absolutely, because of the fact that so many of the nonprofit organizations in the UP, they either serve youth as their primary target audience, or youth are one of their secondary target audiences. One of the examples that I frequently use when trying to illustrate this is the YMCA. They do not just serve youth in Marquette County and the YMCAs and other places across the UP. They don't just serve youth, but youth is a very important part of what they do. And so if we make an organization, if we can help an organization like the YMCA with something that they want to do, then it strengthens the youth environment for all the kids.
So you have the training and sort of the educational component to help with that, but also another part of the Great Lakes Center for Youth Development is this concept I hear of called youth developmental assets that you're very involved with. What is that and how does it all work?
Well, the 40 developmental assets is a concept that comes out of Minneapolis, out of the Search Institute. And that's a comprehensive list of 40 qualities and experiences that young people need to grow up to be competent and caring adults. And we find it very useful because it's all based on relationships among people. And what we find in the nonprofit community, we find it in schools, we find it in the youth environment, is that it's all about the relationships among people. And especially when you're in a situation like we've been in with our society for the last couple of years, where we have economic problems, we have an economic downturn, people are worried about money, people are worried about, you know, where they're going to come up with the money to do the things they want to or need to do. We hear that there's a lot less talk about relationships among people. And here in the UP, definitely, it's all about relationships.
What are a couple of these assets in particular? Like, for example, give me a couple of them.
Well, caring support from your family. You can, young people feel comfortable talking to their family. Young people have other adults in the community besides their parents who they can connect with. Reading for pleasure is one of the 40 assets. A young person reads because there are books they want to read. Young person is engaged in school. Young person feels need to be honest. So there are all kinds of different things. There are all kinds of different experiences, both internally and things that we as adults can give young people.
And you have this in quantified research at the Great Lakes Center for Youth Development to look at trends.
Every 2 years, we do a survey of Marquette and Alger County youth, and we also coordinate with organizations across the UP to do the survey in other areas of the Upper Peninsula.
What's the best way for folks to find out more if they have either a nonprofit that could use a little training or a little help, or they've got some youth-related questions? How can they find you?
They can look at our website. That's the great place to find all of our thoughts and all of our thinking and the projects we're working on, that's www.glcyd.org.